Yo, today's QOD is you will never add value and not get a return on your investment. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Eric Thomas, also known as E.T., the hip hop preacher, on the show today. And today he's going to talk about giving away your stuff, right? Giving away your samples, giving away your content to your target audience, and then listening to and accepting the feedback. And based on that feedback, you modify, you adapt, you change in order to fit your audience. See, a lot of entrepreneurs make it about themselves. Your business is not about you. It's about your prospects and your customers. Let me tell you about something that happened fairly recently. As some of you know, I canceled this semester of Money Mind Academy for the second semester in a row, as a matter of fact. The January launch was amazing, did really well. Summer, it was a dud. I was like, people haven't had a summer for a while. They just don't want to be doing a course. It's all good, no big deal. I want a break too. But now the fall happened, phenomenal feedback for the masterclass. People loved the masterclass. They're like, I want to be a laser pointer and I'm a light bulb, and you had to be there. But people just didn't enroll. Enrollments were slow, just as slow as they were in the summer. And I didn't take it personally. It's just a matter of like feedback. It's always been kind of a conundrum teaching Money Mind Academy and launching it, because it's $1,000 course. And the target audience is typically like deep in debt and doesn't have a lot of savings. And it's, you know, quite a commitment to put up $1,000 for a course when you're already in debt. So I've always known that there was a kind of a shelf life with this course. And so now Money Mind Academy is retired. Like, I'm just no longer a thing. I decided to just shelve it and do something new. And it's feedback. You have to be able to listen to the audience, see what they want, see what they respond to. And if they don't respond, you change it, you tweak it, or you drop it and you create something new. And I've actually had a brand new website, totally rebranded, ready since like June, maybe even before. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this a couple more times, see what happens. And if it doesn't really, you know, take off, we're going to switch over to this new brand. I'm going to adapt. And so the next few weeks, you'll see a brand new website. You'll see new messaging. You'll have a new free ebook. You'll see new content that's centered around something similar to Money Mind Academy, but with a little bit of a different target audience. And so again, you know, put your stuff out there, accept the feedback, and be willing to not take it personally, but to say, okay, the people want something different. And if they want something different, create something different. Create what they want, not what you want. Eric Thomas, coming up.
One of my favorite quotes from you is, a man who does more than he's paid will always be paid for more than he does. I build my business off of that value of that quote. I have a lot of your quotes on my wall, and I read them every day, not five times, but it's about to
go. Let's go. Well, you ain't got to read my stuff five times. Read your goals five times. All right. I'm just saying, I ain't trying to get worship like that.
My question with that is, what position in your life were you at when you thought of that, and then you've seen it happen?
So I went to Oakwood College, and when I went to Oakwood, when you come in, it say enter to learn. When you leave, it said depart to serve. So I was always taught that you're supposed to outserve everybody. You know, like that was the mantra. You enter to learn. Whatever you learn, you go back and you give it. You know, so I learned that at a very early age. And then I also realized when I start doing my work professionally that most people they're lazy. Or most people won't work until, you know what I'm saying, until you do something for them. So you go in the mall, my man, you know, he's sitting there with the plate boy. He the only one. Everybody else, try fried rice. A little spoon boy for you. Try teriyaki chicken. You like, bro, I'm good on that. Like, I'm not hungry. My man's still with you. Like, bro, get this. I'm like, bro, I just told you I'm good. No. Orange chicken then. Try the orange chicken. I'm like, bro, right? They doing more than everybody in that joint. They hungry, bro. A lot of them don't come from this. So when they get here, they take, and so you know what happened? $5.99 for you. $5.99. Bro, you weren't even trying to eat like that, bro. Like, you weren't even hungry like that, right? And so I realized that they are going to tell you, I'm gonna let you try it first. And here's the deal. Some of y'all, you got, for real, I feel you, but you can't have your own reality. Reality is reality. There are those of you giving out your stuff and people not taking it, that means it's not worth it. So now you just gotta go back to the drawing board and try it again. Does that make sense? Some of y'all be taking it personal. Y'all give y'all stuff away for free. Give it away for free. Like, let people sample it. And then when they eat it, they go, ooh. Don't let your little feelings get hurt. Just ask the question. Was it too salty? Was it too much orange in the orange chicken? You know what I'm saying? Like, holler at me and tell me what happened. And so when we start putting our videos out, people would make comments. Some of the comments I listened to, some I didn't. But some people was like, yo, I'm feeling you, bro, but slow down. Yo, bro, I'm feeling your passion, bro, but can you put the words up? Can you put, like, step one, step two, step three for me? Like, for real, it was just, like, little tweaks. Like, yo, E, we feeling the music, bro, but we already listen to hip-hop. We want to hear your message. Bring the music down or no music at all. Then we had, like, 20 cameras going. Folks were like, E, we don't need 6 camera shots, bro. Just one is enough. We good. So I didn't take it personal, like, who are you to tell me what to do? I just was like, make the adjustments. And I went from nobody knowing me to being 100 in the world, 20 in the world, 10 in the world, number one in the world. So give it out, and if they don't like it, don't be offended. Take it back to the lab. Take it back where? Lab. Come on, take it back to the lab and modify it. Give it away free again if they say something. Take it back to the lab, modify it, till you get to the point where everybody's like, what up, what up? Yo, it's so funny. I'll put a video up, and people are like, yo, E, why you stop doing TGIM? I was like, what? I'm giving out videos every day. But no, you're not going, what up, what up, what up? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'll be walking through the mall, like, what up, E.T.? I'm like, what up? Hey, E, do that. I'm like, bro, don't make me do that in the mall. I'm a grown man, bro. I'm out the west side of the D, bro. That ain't even cool. E, come on, E. I'll do it with you. You ready? I'm like, are we really in the middle of the airport doing this? Like, let's go. What up? What up? What up? He like, come on, say it. Bring it from the bottom. Thank God it's Monday. I don't even know why I start doing that. But everybody would be all like, E, come on. And so put it in the lab, modify it, take it back. And it's not about what you want. It's about what they want. You will never add value and not get a return on your investment. But I'm tired of these rappers that be sending me stuff and be like, yo, E, I know it's dope, just listen to it. Then why am I listening to it if it's dope? Huh. Like, you'd already made up in your mind it's dope, so I can't even tell you the truth. Like, if it wasn't dope, I can't tell you, because you didn't came with the E, number one. This is the number one single in the world. I'm like, well, why am I listening to it? Just send it to the radio. For I got people all the time calling me, E, I want you to marry us. I'm like, you want me to do what? Marry us. I'm like, yo, I want to counsel you first to see if you should get married. Oh, we already know. I'm like, I'm good on that. Like, why am I doing counsel if y'all already know? What are we counseling? Are y'all hearing me? And y'all be taking stuff personal. Don't take it personal when people critique you. Take the feedback and do what you need to do with it. I had one more in the back. Yep, talk to me. And then we coming over here. Yep, talk to me.
That was Eric Thomas wrapping up the week. His website is etinspires.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Eric Thomas, Build Your Own Table versus Chase Your Gift, Powerful Motivation, which it was. All right, my friend, have a fabulous weekend. Hey, leave a rating or review for the show. Follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton and be on the lookout for brand new stuff from me. Really excited to share this with you. I'm out. Peace.